News Radio 840 WHAS. The sounds of Louder Than Life. Day two starts today.
Metallica tonight, along with Jane's Addiction and so many more. Danny Wimmer, if you're listening,
just say I love you. Just say it. Say it.
Damn the torpedoes. Danny Wimmer, I love you. I don't care.
That's right. You shouldn't.
I don't care who knows it.
Basically, though, if you're not already at Louder Than Life, you should leave now because the entire South End is just a hot mess.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, actually it is. All right, so let's start with the Will Clark, Sasquatch, Dwight Whitten, Tony Vannetti on a Friday show. It is action-packed. I'm on my back deck in St. Matthews. You guys are in the studio. We'll explain why that is here in a minute. But there was a shootout this morning. So we'll like we said, we'll move on from the last shooting and go on to the next shooting, which is now the Wild Wild West on the Waterston Expressway. So, Will, the two cars were shooting at each other?
Yes, some sort of, we don't know how many people were in each car, but at least one person, obviously. And they were perturbed about something. There was some sort of shooting, and then one of them, the driver, was hit or otherwise incapacitated and wrecked and has become a homicide victim somewhere in the vicinity of Manslick Road in the Waterston. So that has closed down a pretty substantial stretch of the eastbound Waterston. We're told, this came out roughly about 6 o'clock, that it was going to be 4 or 5 hours, so because it takes a lot to work that scene. So it should be another hour or so before we even talk about getting the road opened again.
Have they given a description of the van? Or van, car, vehicle, whatever?
No, no suspect description, no arrest or anything like that. Now, it's when yet another time we're just sitting back there minding my own business, and I hear the whole thing play out on the scanner.
Wow.
But they were looking through Trimark cameras to see if they could figure out which cars were going through there about that time. Now, again, as we've discovered, we can put a camera on Mars that's crystal clear. We can put a camera on the Waterston that's got the properties of beer goggles.
Yeah, it looks like the cameras that catch a picture of Loch Ness Monster or, no offense, a Sasquatch.
Yeah, so it's
always grainy and you can barely see anything.
So LMPD is working with some quality video to sort this one out.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Why is this? Dwight has, like, what do you got, 6 cameras on your house?
Yeah.
You could see. It's like crystal clear, digital, it's HD, whatever, man. It's unbelievable. It's your house. I mean, you're in Middletown. It's not like you're a fancy guy.
Right. How about this? Use the same type of cameras that NASA used when they took pictures of Arizona. Mars.
I mean, why don't we just put a bunch of Ring doorbell cameras up? Those things are clearer than what we've got up there now.
Of course, you have cameras. You have cameras on the outside of your house and on the inside of your house.
Yeah, our bathroom camera is crystal clear. That one is actually 4K. We love that one.
Well, you got to make the investment in the important areas.
Right. Yeah. And by using that 4K bathroom camera at the Whittons, we have been able to identify unusual moles on house guests and let them know you might want to get this checked out. Go see your dermatologist because normally they wouldn't have seen that part of their body. So it's been a win-win for everybody.
Well, I'm not going to the bathroom at Dwight's house.
No. I've actually heard that conversation in his house where he's screaming, "I'm trying to help you."
Right.
You're welcome.
I don't understand people, but it's 2021. Who knows?
Right. Who knows? All right. So yesterday, you were at Louder Than Life. I was at the Catholic Education Foundation luncheon where we raised $525,000 to get kids, poor kids and immigrants to Catholic schools. And so that pretty much represents our two peeps. You were in your peeps, and
yes.
I was with my peeps. Is that accurate to say?
That's accurate to say, and evidently you tweeted out something of that, and I wanted to look at that and share it, but you've blocked me on Twitter.
That's right. I did
I'm
block you on
I'm guessing political differences is...
Well, I love you dearly, but there was a point about a month ago where you were just going crazy, and I was like, okay, I got it. And I thought, I block your wife, I might as well block you.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't we already cover this? Wasn't this a point of contention?
Hang on. I'm unblocking you now. I forgot.
The Susan blocking. Wasn't that a problem for a while?
No, Susan was my wife. Susan has been blocked by everybody at News Radio 840 WHAS. Jody Demling blocked her. Nick Coffey across the hall at 790 WKRD. He's blocked her. Locke blocked her when he was here. I mean, everyone blocks my wife.
I think I'm still following her.
I can't because she asked me, did you block me? No. Maybe. I don't know.
And I'll unblock you. You know what? I'm laughing because I totally forgot you did something. I was like, okay, I can't.
No, I will admit it.
You've done something.
I will admit it that Joe Biden has given me fits, and I have been very vocal. But you know what? I'm just going to let it all go and just use dogs and whatever because it's starting to kill me. Or it was. Have you noticed? I haven't been. Well, no, you haven't noticed. You got me blocked.
I know, I'm blocked.
So I've lightened up lately.
Things are in your control, okay? Control the things that are in your world and in your control. And those things, obviously, neither you, me, or Will, or anybody else, or Scott Fitzgerald, doesn't matter. We can't control what those idiots in Washington do. We can't do that. That's too
Nobody
far away.
Nobody can.
They don't care about us anyway.
Yeah.
And they don't care about us anyway, so it doesn't even matter.
There is that.
I happen to care very dearly about everyone.
Oh, Dr. Fauci
That's
does
not
care,
true. No, it's not. I don't
no,
think he
I
does.
No, I think he does care.
I think it's just words.
A caring person.
Yo, listen. Look me in the eye.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to.
I care for you.
Okay, this is disturbing.
It's so disturbing.
I don't want to. I don't want to do
so
this,
sweet.
Fauci.
Okay, all right. So tonight, as alluded to by one Will Clark, tonight there are several events going on. Not tonight. This afternoon, it all starts.
Pretty much all day.
Louder Than
yeah.
Life. Yeah, Louder Than Life kicks off. Hopefully the shootout on Waterson will be cleared up before people want to head out to the fun concert, everybody.
Now, remember, because the Waterson's not already enough of a mess, the Louder Than Life Waterson ramp closures kick in at 10 o'clock, so act accordingly.
Okay, so you got Louder Than Life. You have the Trinity St. X game at Cardinal Stadium.
Uncle Rico!
Uncle Rico!
That's right. We're all going to be out there tailgating and going to the game at kickoff at 7:30.
And so, wedged into your Letterman jackets that are six sizes too small now.
Thank you. So then Louisville Soccer shares a part of that parking lot because they've got a home game on campus at Floyd Street. So down the street from the Trinity St. X game is a Louisville Soccer game. I'm not saying that there's going to be a lot of people at the soccer game, but enough to cause it a little bit more trouble. And then about two blocks the other way is Churchill Downs Night Racing.
And don't forget, the Expo Center is pretty much out of play if that's your preferred tailgating spot, because Louder Than Life permit parking is there, plus half of the back lot behind Freedom Hall is blocked off because of the setting up for the Utility Equipment Expo.
Churchill Downs is day racing. Today.
Oh, day racing.
Oh, that's right. Twilights are Thursdays now, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All
well,
right.
That helps a little,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. A
Does
little
it?
Bit. A little bit.
Does
it?
Because
I don't
know. No, because think about this. All of these former athletes will be showing up at the game to tailgate. Louder Than Life kicks off at like 1. So it may
Is
not.
Is there a drop-off zone? Is there a drop-off zone? Like, didn't they have that at the old place when it was down on the river where you could? There was an entire area dedicated
there's like
to just drop off and pick up?
Well, no, like an Uber tuck and roll lane or something, yeah.
Yeah, but if you're just here's the good news. Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center, never miss up an opportunity to just stick it to you. Parking is only $25 at the fairgrounds.
Oh, my God.
So they didn't just double it.
Yeah.
It's more than doubled. They said, okay, there's no – listen, here we have, 50,000 people a day, and there's nowhere else for them to park. Let's go ahead and raise it from $10 to $25.
If you're going to Louder Than Life on taxi, Uber, Lyft, or hitchhiking, carjacking, however it is you're getting there – the ride sharing gate is gate 6 off of Preston Highway. Over there by the Thorntons. So that's – That's where you will go to collect your rideshare when you get there and leave.
Okay, stupid question or smart question. Does Uber charge more for events like that than normally?
Yes,
This is going to be a surge weekend.
Yes.
Okay, all right, okay. All
As
right,
a matter of fact, when Churchill Downs has the Kentucky Derby and all this other stuff, whenever there's big events in town, not just our town, any town, you'll find that Uber drivers – from like Cincinnati to Lexington, wherever, they'll actually drive to that city if it's close radius proximity.
Spend the day there.
Because they know that all the rates are inflated.
Wow. Okay, so be prepared to pay more if you're going to Uber in and out. I would be one of those people or drop off. Or
be prepared to pay more even if you're just going to drive your own damn vehicle and park.
Okay.
$25.
You know, to that point, if we knew that money was staying to fix up the Expo Center, then I would halfway not be that upset. But we know that money just gets poured into the hole that is Frankfurt, and then they dole whatever the fairgrounds needs back. You know that's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not that money's not staying at the fairgrounds, which is frustrating.
Freedom Hall could use a good renovation.
Oh my God, listen, you think?
If you could say, okay, we want to hold a concert at Freedom Hall or the Yum Center, 10 times out of 10, I would be more comfortable and have more fun at Freedom Hall than I would the Yum Center.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you see what happened to Old Cardinal Stadium, well, it's a parking lot because they let it just it was dilapidated, and of course they had asbestos they discovered from the 1950s there.
The thing was an ADA nightmare.
We only went to concerts. Yeah. We only went to concerts and football games there for 50 years.
Just really quick, I'd like to add: if you're ever dealing with asbestos, make sure you wear a mask of paper thin material across your face to protect you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for those. That's great.
I'm glad he was here.
That's good news. Yeah, that's.
But if you also, we're dovetailing here, but when you go down to Louisville Gardens, they let that go year after year. Didn't fix it up. Didn't fix it up. And now it's so bad. It's so expensive that it's a storage unit. Louisville Gardens is a storage unit.
Well, the event floor in there is a warehouse for Metro Government.
And that was another great venue. But if you look at it, if you go in the country or wherever you drive these country roads, you'll see a car with the hood up, rusted out, under a tree. You know, it's just basically weeds growing around it. That all started out just like Louisville Gardens and Freedom Hall. Dilapidated just a little bit, and they just let it sit. It happens over years, and it's a shame. It's a shame because I loved Louisville Gardens and I love Freedom Hall.
But I mean, and having gone through Louisville Gardens in its current state, and it's stereotypical real estate talk, but the bones are still good. I mean, the potential is there. It's just the matter of getting the real estate. And I know Dwight would be all about this, but downtown could use a nice mid-sized concert venue that just happened to have a hockey floor.
That's right. Let's get into joke of the day. We're just going to make a short one because we got to make up on time.
Yep.
Okay. I had a really long one, and my Irish accent isn't that good, so we'll go with this one. Let's walk in the bar. It's Friday, so let's walk into a bar.
All righty.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Dwight.
A chicken walks. You on a delay, Mr. Blocky McBlockerson? A chicken walks into a bar, says bartender goes, hey, we don't serve poultry here.
Oh.
Chicken looks at the bartender and says, that's okay, I just want a drink. All right, that's... Hey, listen.
Joke of the day.
Yeah.
September 24, 2021. Sasquatch, have a good day, buddy. Keep us posted on the shootout.
Yeah, we'll have the latest here throughout the day.
Hey, listen, one Tom Drexler, that's the number. Yeah, we know Tom Drexler is synonymous when it comes to perfection in plumbing. Tom Drexler is synonymous when it comes to perfection in heating and air. Guess what? Tom Drexler saw a need for good, dependable, honest electricians. Now, Tom Drexler is synonymous with electrical work. Call 1-TOM-DREXLER. That's his number. Yeah. You get the great service that you get with plumbing and heating and air, dependable and backed up. Baby, it's 1-TOM-DREXLER. Yeah. We're going to find out what our money's doing here in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. News Radio 840 WHAS.
All right, before we get to Courtney Dunhoe with the Bloomberg Money Minute, I want to tell you about Christian Brothers Roofing. They live by a code. It's called integrity, and they live by their name, too, Christian Brothers. You want to give them a call at 244-0208, 244-0208, or go to ChristianBroRoofing.com. I read a review yesterday how these guys don't just put the roof on right, and it's a great price, and it's a perfect roof, but they spend time with those large magnets. They go around and make sure that all the little nails and all that stuff are up from out of your yard and on your driveway so you don't have any accidents after they leave. They do it up. They do it right, and they clean up afterwards. It's called Christian Brothers Roofing. They also do siding and gutters, but their roofs is their specialty. Christian Brothers Roofing, 244-0208 for a free estimate. Courtney Donahoe, pretty good day yesterday. Let's do it again today.
Well, that's what I think so. I think we're going to do it.
Okay,
well,
yes.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh,
do you know
wait,
why?
Huh? Why?
China.
Oh!
We've been talking. Yes. Ooh. So China's been going through this situation that's happening right now where they're looking at different parts of the market that are overinflated and they're cracking down on it. So we talked earlier this week about how there is a property developer called China Evergrande. And Xi Jinping went in and said, we're going to crack down on this market, but that company has a whole lot of debt. And it has a lot of tentacles out there. That's a way to describe it, a lot of them to banks. So people are worried, investors are worried, that it's going to end up hurting the market, kind of giving a Lehman moment. But this morning, they come out again and they say, there is going to be a cryptocurrency crackdown. So that is weighing on futures this morning. We are seeing Dow futures down about 110 points right now. It was a lot better earlier. But the Chinese central bank said cryptocurrency transactions, we're talking now about things like Bitcoin. Jeez, I can't even talk anymore.
Do not invest in Bitcoin. They burn Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin is illegal. But this is delivering a huge blow to the trillion-dollar industry. So we were doing well. I mean, look at what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
the make-believe, 7 points.
Yeah. The make-believe trillion-dollar business that they've created that will someday crash. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. So now this China's coming out this morning and they're saying, you know what, this is going to be a problem. So now it ended up Bitcoin tumbled. Those stocks that are associated with that's tumbling. So that's why we're seeing it weighing on futures this morning. But banning all crypto transactions, they're rooting out the mining of these digital assets. So yep. Chinese officials are definitely going one step further to stamp out all crypto trading because they say it has ties to fraud, money laundering, excessive energy usage. And we were doing better earlier these past 2 days because of the Federal Reserve. You know, the Federal Reserve, they talked about starting to pull back its economic stimulus, but investors interpreted this as a vote of confidence in the economy. So that's why we saw the Dow gain 507 points yesterday. So now the markets are open. Let's see how it's all weighing out. Dow's down a little bit, down 115 points. So it's something to watch today, see how Bitcoin and all those cryptocurrencies are doing today. With the News Radio 840, WHAS Bloomberg Money Report, I'm Courtney Donahoe.
All right, folks, welcome back. You know, we've been talking, Dwight, about all the things that you can do this weekend. Sanex Trinity Game, Loudon Live, Louisville Soccer at Lynn Stadium, Churchill Downs racing this afternoon. But it is the last week of the bats. So,
Don't you dare bury the lead.
What?
Tonight at Slugger Field, it's an extra number one Sluggerita, $5 Sluggerita night.
Oh.
So not only do you get $5 number one Sluggeritas, but you don't have to go to work the next morning because tomorrow's Saturday.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Number one tequila. That is the game, yes. So, yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
You're correct.
That's
okay. I buried the lead, all right? But also going on this again, the last week and weekend of the Louisville Bats. And it's going to include something special going on tomorrow, which is the 20th anniversary, 20th reunion of the 2001 Louisville Riverbats Champions. Again, I said Riverbats. They changed from, remember, they were the Riverbats. Now they're just the Louisville Riverbats.
Right.
They dropped the river part. They're like, we're next to the river. We get it. So we're going to bring on the captain of that team right now, Chris Sexton. He is with he was, of course, with that team. Chris, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you guys this morning?
Man, we're doing great, Chris. Look, we love Bats baseball, no matter what we call it, Riverbats, Bats, even go back to the Redbirds games. Look, man, so how did you arrive at the Riverbats? Where did you come from? Where did you grow up?
Well, okay, so I'm from Cincinnati and grew up a Reds fan, was actually originally drafted by the Reds and got traded to the Rockies early in my career, and I climbed the system with the Rockies, made the big leagues with them in 99. At the end of the year, they had a front office changed and became a free agent and signed with the Reds again, and they put me in Louisville, and we got to open the 2000 team. It was the first team I was on. We got to open Louisville Slugger Field, which was a great experience.
Wow.
And spent three summers in Louisville, and quite frankly, some of the highlights of my career were in Louisville. Just loved playing there, loved the fans, and quite frankly, we were on some good teams, too.
You know, since I booked you to come on the show, everyone I told that to, you seem to be very popular to this day. That's got to feel good that people in Louisville still talk about you.
Well, I'm surprised by that, that they're still talking. But, you know, I had such a great experience there. You know, you just love the town. The fans were good, and it's good to hear that people have a positive impression of me, because I like to believe that I came to play every night and played to win, and hopefully I'm glad to hear that some people remember that.
Oh no, listen, everybody remembers these players, meaning you and all the others before you, even going back to Todd Zeal with the Redbirds, and they followed the career. Even Corky Miller, man. Corky Miller had the heart of this city, probably still does. And people just fall in love with the teams and the stadium. My wife and I, we had our wedding reception there at Slugger Field. We just loved it so much. So yeah, I mean, it's the diamond of Louisville, I think. No pun intended, baseball diamond.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned Corky, and I am just so looking forward to seeing him. It's been a lot of years. I bumped into him when he was doing some stuff with the Reds in Cincinnati, and just a good man, great leader. Having that type of personality as a catcher, just a real stabilizing influence, big part of those teams. And just, I look back, and what they always say is be strong up the middle in baseball. And with Corky, manning the catching position, I was playing primarily shortstop at that stage of my career. Marty Malloy at second base and Raul Gonzalez at center field. And, I think that I like to believe and pretend that was the strength of our team. And, certainly the bullpen, and we had a lot of good players. But you mentioned Corky, and I just have so many great memories. I saw the press release, fan favorite, that would be an accurate description. And I'll tell you, he was a clubhouse favorite too, because of just the stability he brought and the way he carried himself day to day.
We're talking to Chris Sexton. He was a shortstop of the 2001 champs of the Louisville Riverbats. And Chris, we call him the crash. We called Corky the Crash Davis of Louisville baseball, because he was just so popular and such a great personality. The fans, obviously, with the mustache and everything else, just love that guy. Now, Chris, we look back. And, every once in a while on the show, we'll say, hey, this movie came out 30 years ago. And you're like, wait a minute, that can't be right. What's that feel like that you're going back to the stadium, which you guys opened up and then won a championship the next year, that you're like, oh, my God, it's been 20 years. What's that feel like?
It makes me feel old. in a lot of ways, it seems like yesterday. And that's one of the great things about sports. Basically from mid-February till, early to mid-September, you're with these guys 8 hours a day, every day, and it really becomes a family. And one of the, I look back at that 2001 team, and we had a great clubhouse atmosphere. Just guys got along. We rallied around each other. We prayed for something bigger than ourselves, and it showed on the field. But I'll tell you, when you say 20 years, it makes me feel really, really old. So I don't know how, great memories, and looking forward to get back down there tomorrow, though.
All right. So tomorrow, the reunion, the team's going to be out there. I know that they have all kinds of specials. Dwight, do you remember what Greg said on Saturday? I thought it was the family deal.
There's a family. There's a family four pack.
Yes.
Today, yeah. I believe, and then yes. Also on top of today, it's bring your dog to the park today, and it's also $5 number one Sluggeritas today. All right. Kinds of stuff going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. 3 days. Beautiful weather, too, by the way.
Chris, I'm jealous. I'm so glad that you get to be with your teammates and celebrate your championship and drink a couple beers and tell some lies is what's going to happen this weekend at that reunion.
Well, I will tell you, I'm very confident that we're going to be a lot better, when we're talking about it on Saturday than we were 20 years ago. So I might be trying to approach Hall of Fame status, but
Don't let facts get into the way of a great story, Chris. Okay. Hey, man, really, it was real pleasure talking to you today, and congratulations on your championship 20 years ago. Thank you for opening what we think is the that was the catalyst for the explosion of people moving downtown again was Slugger Field. So you changed lives by opening up that stadium for a lot of people, and we appreciate all your hard work, and have fun this weekend.
Hey, wait, I got a real quick question for you, Chris.
Yes.
I'm sure that when you were here, it was then called the River Bats. When you were with the River Bats, that you and maybe another player became best friends, and you worked together every single day. Did that player ever block you on Twitter? And if so, how did that make you feel?
Chris, I blocked him on Twitter a couple of months ago. I forgot to tell him that I blocked him. And frankly, I forgot that I blocked him because it was so joy not to see his tweets. But, Chris, thank you so much. Have a great weekend,
buddy.
All right,
buddy. Guys. Thank you.
See you, Chris.
Take care.
You're going to let it go, right?
If you unblock me.
Okay,
you said, hey, I want you to see this tweet. I'm calling you on the way into work this morning. I said, hey, you know, we got XYZ going on, such and such guests. Next week we have XYZ. And you said, hey, I want you to see this tweet I did. And I said, that sounds great. I'll do it when I get in the studio. I did, and it says, you've been blocked by Tony Vannetti.
I meant to unblock it after a couple of days, but then I forgot. I was wondering why you weren't tweeting at all.
Hey, Josh, let me just say that Josh Everett is just the greatest guy ever. He could do anything. The guy's just brilliant, isn't he? Our boss is producing the show this morning.
He is.
He's in here producing, and the show, production-wise at least, has never sounded better. I'm going to ask him this real quick. I bet he can get it. Hey, Josh, can you get us some big announcement music just to put on hold for 1 second? Oh!
He's got it.
He's got it right now! Oh, my gosh!
Do we have an announcement?
We have a major announcement!
Oh, my gosh.
As we let the big announcement music roll. On the Tony and Dwight Show, News Radio 840 WHAS, our guest Monday will be none other than... Chief Erica Shields joins Tony and Dwight to talk about what's going on in our great city of Louisville. And boy, do we need help more than ever. So we're going to find out. We're going to get the views of the Chiefs. We have questions to ask of the Chief. That will happen Monday morning at 9:35.
That's exciting. And if you want to, there's questions you want to ask, you can DM us on Twitter or send it to us.
If he hasn't blocked you on Twitter, you can send him a Twitter question.
When I figure out how to unblock you, I'm trying to find you on Twitter now, but I guess you'd completely disappear when you block someone.
I don't know how that works. You said, look, I never want to hear from this guy again. But, you know.
Look, I was in that mode to where I was like, I'm blocking or getting rid of all people that post political stuff, and you were on a rampage for like 2 weeks straight, and I was like, all right, I can't do it. I get it.
Hey, listen, that never would have happened if... Yes. I would have just upped my dosage of CBD. Thank you, Up and Smoke, baby. I love you. 3 years ago, the wife and I started CBD. If you don't know the benefits of CBD, what are you doing? Get on your Google machine, do your own due diligence, then run, don't walk, to your neighborhood Up and Smoke. Susan and I, we prefer Bickett and Boone, but they have different brands, even different delivery methods. We use the tincture method. It's just an eyedropper, a couple of drops under your tongue, but they also have balms. They even have CBD gummies. Do your due diligence. Look it up on the Google machine, then run, don't walk, to Up and Smoke, or check them out online at Up, the letter N, smokeonline.com.
All right, back after this, you keep it where you got it. We are rolling right along, and we are action-packed for the rest of the day. Don't forget, in about a half hour, we'll have the CEF on to give away over $10,000. I hope you bought a ticket. Back after this on News Radio 840 WHAS. On a roll today. Thanks for joining us on a Friday as we try to keep you up with everything that's going on, from shootings to Louder Than Life to Churchill Downs to the high school football going on. Please keep it where you got it, okay? I want to remind you about Lots of Pasta. If you want to stop by and get a fresh salad today, their chef salad is amazing. Their spinach salad is even better. The Tuscan salad has the Roman romaine lettuce, the artichoke hearts, the gorgonzolas, the red onions, and the grape tomatoes. It's so delicious. You can get a half sandwich in a salad or some soup, whatever you got today. Stop on by 3717 Lexington Road or go to LotsofPastaLouisville.com and get some catering for a party this weekend. Back after this, but next, yes, Dwight?
Still on the way, we've got Jim Ryan's going to join the show, the Catholic People's Foundation, also the Healing Place, plus, we all know the Chippendales, but did you know that there's a curse on the Chippendales?
What?
Well, we'll explain with our guest all this morning.
Oh, no.
That's right.
I know that was your dream. To
join No. I was in the Chunkendales. My name was
right,
my name was Flabio. Yeah. Instead of tucking dollars, you tucked White Castle coupons.
Okay. All right, man. Will Clark is next, or somebody's next with the news on News Radio 840 WHAS.